My name is Henry Hart. I'm here about the job.
I'm gonna blow a bubble.
You're gonna blow a bubble?
I'm gonna blow your mind.
25 years ago,
I engage my transmolecular densitizer.
You're Captain Man!
Always gotta keep the old zipper lubed.
Indestructible.
Can I hit you in the head with a baseball bat?
Dude!
And he didn't even get hurt.
Captain Man never gets hurt. He's a beast.
What do you say, Henry? You want to be my sidekick?
Yeah.
There's a freakish man toddler out there about to turn all the babies in Swellview into that.
Can we focus on algebra?
Up the tube!
Up the tube!
Great danger.
That's not funny.
No.
Put the shame about your trees.
These guys are shady.
In 2 weeks on an all-new Henry Danger.
Every Christmas tree in Swellview is dying.
Save it, me tree!
It's up to Captain Man and Kid Danger to save Christmas.
Hey!
Hashtag season's beating.
Hashtag Merry Christmas.
Pound sign, pound time.
If you and your lights are back here, then who's driving the truck now?
Nobody.
What?
Get in the spirit with an all-new Henry Danger. In 2 weeks, only on Nick.
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tenors, and Nell Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite.
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
I wanted an after-school job, but then an indestructible superhero hired me to be his sidekick. Now we blow bubbles and fight crime.
Feels good.
Welcome back, everybody. It's day 20 of Sitcom, Are Ye Faithful? For the 20th day, I'm here podcasting about Christmas sitcoms. But I'm not alone today. No, no, no. Today, in the studios, a Fans Not Experts regular, my co-host for Fine Movies, Fine Spirits, and a Geek Mentality veteran, Mr. Christopher Mars, how are you doing this evening? I'm not even going to ask you what you're drinking because that's a different
show. I'm doing well. I know. I'm not even going to tell you that I'm drinking a Heretic Maja Haze IPA. But I'm doing well, Michael. Thrilled to be on. Very excited to be talking again about sitcoms.
Yes, I'm thrilled to have Christmas. You here talking about this sitcom specifically. There's always another sitcom that we talk about, but that's not today. Today, yep. we're going where most people who watch this or listen to this show or think of Christmas sitcoms, they wouldn't think that two grown, mature adults would be talking about a show from Nickelodeon. But that is exactly what we're doing when today we are talking about the series, the sitcom, the comedic adventure show, whatever you want to call it, Henry Danger, as we discuss season 5, episode 28, if you're looking at Wikipedia, or 30, if you're looking at the Dangerpedia, Holiday Punch, originally from November 30th, 2019. And I'm just going to give a quick, I wrote a little synopsis of what the episode was about. Christmas trees are dying. Absolutely. In Swellview. That's the town they live in. And after the tech genius, Schwaz, figures out a way to talk to a dead tree that's not fully dead yet, they find out that moths are actually killing the Christmas trees. And once hero Captain Man is talked into going one town over to Neighborville to get healthy trees and save Christmas, he and Kid Danger discover those moth attacks are no accident. Before I even get any further into this, people might say, why the hell are you talking about this show? And I'm blaming my co-host here, who like, we have a text chain with a bunch of guys on it, and they keep talking about the show. The excuses also, the built-in excuses, they're all dads. So they watch Nickelodeon with their kids. Yeah, I am not a dad. I was told about this show. I finally started watching it, and then I binged every season of it.
Which is amazing. It's amazing to me. So, but as I said, yes, I did have the built-in excuse. My kids have always watched it. And, you know, as, you know, the seasons got later too, but as we watched more and more, I'm like, this show's freaking hilarious. This show is like adult themes, you know, with all the, I mean, it has great writing actually. You have just the parodies of Goodfellas and the Risky Business.
That Risky,
you know,
Business
innuendos,
episode. That,
and it's a wonderful, you know, making love, making spaghetti on a train, or making spaghetti on a boat, you know, and sometimes you just got to say rubber duck.
Yeah, right. The euphemisms that are just,
I won't say the real ones. I don't know how many of your teen, you know, your teen audience you have brought over to listen to this one.
I don't think many. You could say whatever you need to say here.
Like, but yes, but John may be listening to this. It's just, you know, it's kind of as I said to you earlier, I'm excited we're going to be doing two shows. We're going to be doing an adult themed dark comedy with no Christmas feel good story. And then also The Office.
Exactly. This show, that's the thing I liked so much about the show, is how cynical it was. It's a superhero show, and the superhero really is a jerk.
And he's the best part of it. As it gets later, he is such an asshole. But
they all know.
I mean, it's
too.
The best part. Yeah, and he's the best part of this episode. And I love, as it gets later, how funny Henry is.
Yeah,
with his bros.
The whole cast.
My dude,
my man, my captain.
Yeah. It really does have smart, funny writing.
And including this episode, and yet it's bonkers kids stuff too, where it's, the episode starts where they have a Christmas tree on a gurney and they're trying to save its life.
Yep.
And like breathe life into it. And then it dies. They give it a time of death.
Yeah.
Schwaz hooks up.
Keeps
this
coming
machine,
back to life.
And it allows them to talk to the tree. And the line that got me
back
was, the tree said, oh, I can't feel my roots. And he kept
that was
like,
great.
They don't swear.
The line that
death.
Got me when Jasper said something, and it said, my sweet boy.
It was so.
It's just so random.
The tree kept dying and coming back and dying and coming
yes,
back.
Yes, and they were all aggravated. So it's funny because I was watching, I was preparing for the show by rewatching it, and Grace started insulting me. She said, are you really in the other room watching that by yourself, you know, watching a kid's show? And then she said, you must really.
That's your daughter, but just to say.
Yes, that my daughter, Grace. She pointed out, you must really have had crap when you were kids. But she really hit the nail on the head. You compare the garbage of which, you know, I might get some pushback from you. The Brady Bunch, really garbage.
It was
garbage.
Yeah, it was really
Gilligan's
basic.
Island, terrible. You know, just they didn't care. It's, you know, kids will watch it, whatever.
At its moments.
And then you compare it. Gilligan's
Island. The quality of, like, yes, they don't talk down to the audience as much as they used to.
Yes. Yeah. And that's just smart, funny writing. And it's not just this show, other kids shows. So I've heard,
sure.
Watch many of them.
I have not watched the, now this show finished, but there will be there's talk, or at least of a movie for Paramount Plus.
Oh, really?
So I assume I'll be watching that for movie month or something.
Back in Sean. Yeah. Sean tried to push, Danger Force.
Yeah, I talked to my niece and nephew. They said, yeah, no, not as good, but Captain Man and Schwaz are still on it. So someday I'm going to.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
But I did like you texted me today about something that might have ruined, and I picked up right.
Yes.
The thing I like about the show is that they built a world around the characters,
like inside jokes,
and just a larger community of the town with the only town in America that has a vice mayor. And they have these news reporters on there, and the woman was freaking out because she just assumed That's without Mary. Christmas trees, Mary, that the Christmas is canceled. Mascara. And she said that Christmas was ruined. And
I continue to say,
because my wife actually says ruined sometimes.
Oh, does she really?
Oh, she does. Great. So it's a real thing. And I thought it was just maybe the way she said it. I picked up on it. But then later in the, under the news crawl, I think it said.
Oh, it said ruined. About
ruined, R-O-O-N-E-D.
Well, Captain Man said it like that too.
That's right. Yeah. A couple people said it.
So, yeah, I do love the dark humor, the built-in world, but also like you saw the news report, Trent over under, I believe, is it? Just great, great, just very mean and sarcastic.
Yeah, that guy's been
lines to Mary.
He's been on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, okay, yeah, he looks familiar. So, but he's doing the report about the pet boa constrictor, which
right
ate his owner, and then he says, "Don't." But the good news is the pet's doing fine.
Right. And it said "Happy Snake" on the graphic.
You just have the dark humor of that.
We didn't get, so one of the things that also pulled me in on the show was the Kid Danger. So for people who don't know, the show is about the local superhero needs a new sidekick. This kid goes applying for a job, not realizing he's going to be the new sidekick, but he has a family who, his dad is the stupidest man in the world.
And he's a project manager,
right? His mom is good. Is hot. Good to the point.
We need Dave on this episode.
You're right. There's a running joke of Captain Man hitting on his mother, asking about his mother. Anytime his mother, he like changes his voice. Like, really interesting. Like,
yes, and it's great.
That, and his sister is the biggest. I mean, for the first, she's like five, got to be 7 or 8 years old.
A monster.
A monster. And I thought she's annoying. And then I thought, wait a second. No, she's hilarious.
She is hilarious. And then she's funny even, obviously she aged later. A lot. And later, as in the last couple of seasons when she's more part of it, they just have great writing, but she is very funny. But yes, all that is, so it's, the early seasons, you probably, it's more kid oriented, obviously. Yeah. Right.
Like I would think so. Yeah.
The plots and everything. And then, but just the last couple of seasons, just Captain Man so cynical and such an asshole.
I remember this episode. They're driving an atomic bomb out of town, and he falls asleep in the car, and he's asleep like he's he's so like clueless that when they had to go fight the bad guys who were forcing people to buy their trees. He leaves the truck.
They're always so dumb. They're always so dumb, though. But neither of them got, that's just good business. So they're like laughing. Why is that funny? Like, Henry's an idiot, too.
Oh, obviously. He's an idiot, too. And they're together. Just,
I always, but speaking of another episode that Captain Man made like just such a funny comment is, I think, one of the last episodes. And there was a blimp. They were on top of the blimp or something. Yep. And then he's like, it's going to go over that orphanage. And he's like, those babies had a good run.
He doesn't mind them going. But I always like that he doesn't care about things because he's indestructible. Like he let the truck.
In this episode. Yes.
And then I loved at the end of the episode, they go, hey, there's the truck. It just goes by.
But you hear the horn. And then Captain Man says, all seriously, that's a Christmas miracle. So, yeah, that was some of my favorite parts. The Captain Man's entrance was, he comes in with the tree.
The beautiful tree on live on TV.
Yes. And then Henry's trying to tell him, that he's live. And then he's like, we got the only tree in Swellview, And then he zaps the camera. You know, he's like, right. Problem solved. Oh, yeah. It just shows what an insensitive
his Christmas lights.
Is. Yeah.
With yeah. His old fashioned fire extinguisher with a crank.
Yeah. Old extinguishy.
Yeah.
That's his grand his grandpappy Manchester.
Happy Manchester.
Yeah. He his Rangel. You know, just and then yeah, the memes funny. All he cares about is his image, right? So
yep. And I like, you know, he talks about how he misses his old Christmases with Pappy Manchester. And at the end, Henry's like, he's probably looking down on us. He goes, yeah he probably is. He's an airline pilot. I think he's working yes. tonight.
Exactly. So, like, yeah. And Henry's like, you see that moth? Yeah.
Right. The moth. Yeah. The track.
So, yeah, those guys are funny. And Ray puts on his, you know, it was definitely Christmas theme. So, obviously, yeah,
it was all Christmas trees.
There are a few Christmas episodes of Henry Danger. This one, probably the funniest.
This is the one I remember the most, probably because it's the most recent. Towards
yeah,
the end of the run.
Maybe in the future we'll do other ones, but yeah, this with the Christmas tree.
Maybe you're officially just, not only the office guy but the Henry Danger guy going
oh
forward.
Boy. Yep. Hey, I'm done with that. Every year I'll come up with the new Henry Danger. But like I was saying, he's just so selfish. Ray's so selfish and dumb.
But I love that pretty much everyone's dumb.
Oh, we
except Charlotte and
yes.
Piper.
Except Charlotte. And well, even Piper yelled at
she can be
Charlotte,
dumb too.
But,
yeah.
So
but I love they were like just to give other people backstory, another backstory in this episode. Piper was probably 13 or 12, and she got a driver's license.
Maybe younger.
Maybe
younger.
Even younger. She got a driver's
accidentally
license
sent
in the mail.
Her. Yeah. I love that little plot line.
For years. And every time she's like, come on, I'll go. I have a driver's license. It's been established. That just yes. that even the tree, I think, said it this time. It's been established. Like that ongoing joke that's been used like at least a dozen times.
When she went clubbing with her girls. I forget. I made a couple references to quotes to Grace. One other thing was speaking of Piper, that the whole family jokes about is when Grace goes is angry, we say she needs to go to JAM, Junior Anger Management, which Piper went to. So yeah, we've made comparisons, but just funny show.
I do love when she finally found out, because she was the member of like the Kid Danger fan club. She loved Kid Danger, but she hates her brother. Didn't know they were one and the same until I think the last
yeah.
season.
She called them hot. That was what, right. like one episode. It was like, but yeah. And then I love the end. So as I was saying, you know, you do like a feel good Christmas,
right?
You know, a great Christmas sitcom. You know, you get the Christmas theme, you get funny, great moments,
people sitting around singing together, something.
Yep. And then you get a nice, you do get a warm feeling. I actually, you know, we might have to do King of Queens one year. So my kids are obsessed with that. And there are a few Christmas episodes that are great. But this, the warm moment of this is when the tree's on fire at the end.
Right.
You know, they play the Christmas music and goes up in flames.
Because of his old lights.
Because of his old lights. So, yeah, very good stuff. Speaking of... other sitcoms, I did listen to. I was finally able to catch.
Oh.
I saw your friend Eric was on. So
yes,
to,
he was on just yesterday.
Had to support him. Yeah, so I heard that, and so I've been taking. You know, I told you I've been sick. Been taking a lot of cough medicine, cough syrup. So I don't know if I was like half asleep, hallucinating. I'm like, wow, this episode took a turn. What is going on here? Like something about Tinder and.
No, there was definitely a Tinder Scott Baio discussion and
Scott Baio sloppy seconds and yeah, it was like.
A coin collection. I don't know if you caught that little thing of some. It was a possible.
Oh yeah,
abduction averted.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he talked about his childhood and you know that. Yes, that's what you meant by the coin collection, right?
Yeah. We were texting.
I didn't know if
you.
I was hallucinating that.
I was like,
so
thank you for taking
content.
The episode there because that was
that's
fun
good.
To go there.
Good content, but good job. Hope he's doing well.
He's doing yeah. I will pass it on, even though I'm going to tell him to listen. I'm going to tell him to listen to this. I was pushing.
That was good stuff. Sounded
Henry
like
Danger
a terrible
him.
Show.
It was not great. And it like it may like you think the main character would be likable and bring
it. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. Those were funny stories about, you know, Nell Carter on coke. And yeah, she was vaguely remember that. I totally believe it though.
Oh my god.
But this was a great show.
This was a great show. It is a great show. And it when I watched it, I thought, because it's so quick, it's like 20 minutes on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Yep. I was like, damn, I think the first couple seasons are on Netflix. But I thought,
yes,
damn, I should rewatch it just because how good it is. It's like I miss these kids. I started watching the next one after it. Like I came in, I think I only finished it last year. And it's been done for like since 2020 or 2021 or something.
It is tough to try to push on people though, you know. Like I can imagine where it's like, you gotta watch this because there's so many shows and it's like
right,
you gotta
it's
watch
very
this,
confusing
you know,
to say
this teen show from
You know, no, you don't understand. You'll get. You just have to get it.
The inside, yeah. The first time I saw the Goodfellas,
oh my God,
scene, yeah. I was like, you got to be kidding me! And you know, I'm telling the kids, you. So I think I probably ruined kids and I watched Goodfellas last year, but this past year, and I probably showed them the real Goodfellas scene. I think.
Oh,
of
to see,
you know,
yeah.
What's so funny, you know?
And
oh no, the Shinebox. It's not what's so funny. It's
with the apple juice and yeah.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not a sidekick anymore, or something like that. Yeah. He's like, but you didn't.
I don't wear diapers anymore.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Then there was the whole episode, which I actually covered on my Stranger Things podcast, where they did a whole Stranger Things, spoof. With the monster Kevin, the great monster.
Hilarious.
Kevin.
That guy was great. Yeah, I think we mentioned him. We mentioned him on.
He's in Barbarian. He's the mother.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's the mother
so
in Barbarian. Tall, skinny.
He's so funny. And again, dark ending, which the poor guy is nice and Captain Man beats the shit out of him. Vile creature.
And he's trapped. Oh, no. The one of the guys is trapped. The kid dressed as Janet Reno as his Halloween costume. Oh, Barbara Bush, was it? Oh, that's right.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's so many little things that show. It's like, it's so
dumb,
but it's so smart. It's like smart dumb, you know, like it knows it's dumb for certain things.
Yes. No, like just, I do randomly quote a few things and
it's more clever than it should be.
Yes. The kids always know my favorite line. It's just when Charlotte told Henry and Ray that she had told them something many times. And she's like, I told you guys about this, you know, yesterday? No, she kept saying, and he's like, and then she's like, I just told you that an hour ago. And Henry's like, an hour ago today? Just so dumb, but always cracks me up.
That line is like, I don't even know if I would have caught that an hour ago today.
And I say that to the kids, an hour ago today? Yeah. So random.
Fantastic.
So,
fantastic.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Listen, I'm just going to do you want to throw anything out there? Any plugs or anything?
Nope. We let's just get ready for Find Movies, Find Spirits on Christmas Eve. I believe we may have an episode coming out if John is listening.
We just put out our Christmas Story episode a few days ago. So check it out over at Fans Not Experts. And then we're going to be doing a little special featuring the movie that started that whole podcast. It's a Wonderful Life. Go to fansnotexperts.com. You can find everything there. And just to go through the usual stuff, you can find me on all the social places. Blue Sky. Oh, no, not Blue Sky. Blue Sky is Mikey-C. Threads, Mastodon.social, Twitter, Instagram, Geek Mentality. The Facebook page is fans.experts. And Chris, thank you so much for joining
me
this evening.
Possibly.
Yeah, I will talk to you in a couple days. Definitely in a couple days. I'll see you then. But until then, my friends, here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this. episode.
Fast, not experts.